Oh, look at me potting it down without me talking over it. So professionale, as they say in Italian. Oh, I don't have your mic up.
You always are.
No, now I have. Howard, laugh again. Give me a laugh.
Okay, there you go.
Yay!
You're welcome.
Everyone's
that was a good stock laugh.
I know. He's good. Oh, and now I just potted that down, too.
We need that can.
I'm sorry it's so sloppy today. I feel like I've already had, I don't know, 5 to 7 orgasms.
I was just going to say, wads were blown.
Not with myself variety, like the good kind. Yeah, let's do the intro real fast. We'll get to why I might sound spent, much like a lion on the Serengeti after he's just been banging lionesses who are bringing him meat all day.
Nice.
Biting the heads off some cubs that aren't his. Just doing lion stuff.
Rawr.
Yeah. Oh, God. You unrepentant Mo. You are the silver Mo surfer on a pink surfboard flying through the gay cosmos. I don't know why I said all that. It just came out of me. So I'm John Papa Giorgio. The show is Papa's Basement in papasbasement.com, the website. You noodled that one out. Every episode we have ever done can be found there. Let's see. Twitter handle at Papa's Basement, facebook.com/Papa's Basement, Instagram is at Papa's Basement, and YouTube channel Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A-S, no extra P. Because I care about you. I don't want you to wear out your fingers or your keyboard.
Yeah, and it's easy to remember.
Simple. So you guys do your thing.
So we've been doing a lot of stuff there. In fact, if you guys are watching on the Periscope, we're going to be transferring probably over to the YouTube format. So just, I don't know, if you guys are really into Periscope, we'll keep that up too. But I think we're going to move over to Periscope. This is Pete Mabee, by the way, at Pete Mabee on Twitter. I'm going to be back on my Tumblr soon, which is, you can easily forget this, maybe not on Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Your horrible Tumblr handles.
I know. I'll see if I can change it. I don't know if they'll let me or not.
I was on a Tumblr last night. I too am spent.
Well, for what?
It was... Because
I got some good stuff on there.
It was spelled bumbunny.com, but replaced the first B with the letter C instead. And it was a woman who loved filming a certain act she performed on her boyfriend over and over and over again. Mm. And it was just the same, despite the...
Over and over.
She performed it on him, or he performed it on her?
No, she performed on him.
Okay.
And despite the different ways the act was initiated, it always ended the same way, hence the name of the Tumblr.
As it should end that way.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get yours...
It looked like she was caught in some sort of awful rainstorm every time. End of every...
Get that woman a raincoat.
Every GIF file, just her mascara, GIF? All about GIF. Mm-hmm. And she was blinking a lot, but smiling. So
why even put on makeup?
You know, maybe that's part of the fun.
I guess so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It's just going to ruin it.
That's half the fun. That's absolutely
just ruining the makeup.
Yeah.
Well, it's a professional. No, I
miss a girl that, right? Yeah, has like thick Shirley Manson circa Only Happy When It Rains eyeliner on, and it's just been getting all over the place, and she looks like Robin afterwards. No, my sexiness has been limited to someone who, when I am helping them become the bunny in question, they if she doesn't look like she took a huge swig of milk that's 2 weeks past due, like, that's the best I can hope for. Like, it goes in the mouth and she's like, like,
you're like just dangling your carrot.
Yeah, like a psychiatric patient who's like pretending they took their pills and they just go like, yes, my mouth is clean. I have to go now. That's the best I can get.
Russell Sprouts
are delicious.
Yes,
exactly. Oh, can I get my Nintendo game now, mommy? I clean my plate.
Good lord.
Similar levels of enthusiasm. But it's all good. Because despite that being my actual flesh, my fleshular sex life, my metaphorical sex life, a-okay as of today, because the studio where we record most of this jazz, which is the Fairfax County Public Access,
which
God
is an awesome
them,
studio,
they do the Lord's work. They have such good equipment here, which is paid for by your tax dollars.
Not tax dollars.
Really?
It's part of, I guess it's technically a tax, but it's part of your cable package.
So
your local cable.
Oh, so it's just tacked on. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they okay. skim fat off of Verizon and Cox and all that.
For some reason, I'm way more okay with that.
Yeah, well, that's not as funny then, because I was going to say, for once, I got to taste a suckling off the government subsidy teat. Because every 6 months, I think in the spring and the fall, this station, Fairfax County Public Access, has a sale where they're like, we have so much old equipment because we are like the best station in all of the land. We just need to sell it for pennies on the dollar. And I'm like, aren't there any like inner city schools or public access? Could they use it? And they're like, no, F them. They get real stone cold about it. And earlier today, Howard Flood over here, Pete Mabee over here, and John Papajois, myself, we lived like kings. We bought microphones.
It was glorious.
I bought, what, $300 microphones? I S you not for $20.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. People were mad at you. You got some side eye from some lady in the parking lot, man. She was so
an old
pissed.
Dirty
at you.
Hippie.
She was heated.
What's the matter, dirty hippie? It wasn't free enough for you? I mean,
they could have jumped on it.
It was great. Like,
this is America. You could have fought
her
somebody
ass was
for
late,
it.
Man.
Yeah,
your ass is never on time for anything. But when you hear the word sale, like you're there.
It's the word sale and pie. Either way, I'm on it. It's just a dust outline, like the Roadrunner ditching coyote after the fact.
They mentioned way earlier that it was raffle too. So why would you ever that it was ticketed? That they were going to do numbers and drawings and stuff like that. Why would you show up?
Well, yeah,
late?
You walk in and initially they collect us all in a bowl, like kind of. What's the movie? Is it called like Cube or something?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah,
the
they
movie?
Herded us into a room. We all had no idea what we were in for.
And then you all have to kill each other or something. Like that. Pretty much, it felt like a Saw sequel.
We had to go through. Yeah, and I haven't been in this building, so it was kind of scary. We had to go through all the rooms and see which one was trapped.
They line you all up.
Which one had a crazy hippie in it?
And I thought I was going to be ahead of the curve because they wanted us there at 4, and I'm like, look at me at 3:55, meh, 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 meh. And yeah, there's like
we were going to be earlier.
Yeah, there was like 10 people there. We all get raffle numbers. Long story short, they march us into a room an hour later filled with all sort of admittedly used items, but for a guy into
treasures.
Audio. Yeah, I mean, just cameras. Left and right. Like, if you closed your eyes and squinted hard and pretended it was, like, 1996, each one of these items is worth, like, $1,000 in 96 bucks.
Yeah.
There were some over there. Howard was telling me there were 4K when
came
out.
There was a couple of, I guess, digital video cameras that were $4,000 in 2006, and they were selling them for $100. I mean, the tripod alone that came with it was worth more than $100. It was the only reason I thought about it, where I'm like, it's so wrong for me to buy it only for the tripod. I was like, I can't bring myself to do it.
it was like Black Friday on the dime of our fellow taxpayers. It was so sweet. I think I'm going to go on welfare tomorrow because this felt fantastic.
It felt amazing.
And I want more of it. I mean,
it was.
I really, all I could think about after I made my kill was, if I feel this good bleeding my fellow Americans for like maybe $1,000, I don't, yeah, I just, it was dripping down my leg.
That's why we named our favorite beer America.
It looked like I was trying to smuggle biscuits and gravy into a movie and it popped in my pants. That's what it looked like. Front side, not back side.
I've actually brought in Chipotle in though.
Yeah. And if you're like, wait, John, there's little bits of brown crap in yours. Yes, there is. I should see a doctor. And I was like, if I am taking down $1,000 worth of free crap, because I think I bought what, like $240 worth of junk that retails for $3,000 conservatively.
Yeah. If it were new.
If it were new, $3K, maybe more. And I was like, how great must it have been to be like Detroit or anyone else that got a bailout in 08, where you're just like, you know what, not $3,000 of bailout. Give me a bailout in the tune of millions or billions or trillions, whatever they took. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a big news guy. It was I'm still high from it. Like, you can't smoke.
It's an amazing feeling.
You can't smoke what cheating people of money feels like.
You can try.
I had a hard time going through prep today because, like, I just keep thinking of, like, all the awesome stuff I'm going to do with this cheap stuff, you know? Like, all the amazing videos that we can now, like...
It's like sitting down after Black Friday, except it was to buy all sorts of, like, useful material. It wasn't like, hey, I got this $2.50 copy of Spider-Man 3. And then you look at it 2 seconds later and you just want to, like, hurl it against a wall and be like, oh, this is what my...
These towels are 50 cents.
Yeah.
Somebody step on someone's
I'm
head.
I'm losing money if I don't buy them. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like Black Friday, except...
So you are making...
Once the sugar rush wears off, you feel even better.
It's
going to be a rough show. That's all I'm saying. All of our heads
are in this.
It's
all I can think about.
Whatever. You have real prep.
I have tons of real prep.
I'm just glad you did that before we went to the sale.
Oh, no,
otherwise,
no.
We'd be screwed.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be like, hey, you want to just talk about how hard all of us are? And then we can measure it, and that's the show. No, I want the good news to continue because it's a happy show. We're not going to focus on the bad stuff in life. We're going to focus on the good. And the best thing that happened this week.
I'm always positive.
Not asking your blood status. Best thing that happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne apparently pulled some young Strange. Not even that young, by the way.
Is that what happened?
They say he was shtupping, I believe they call it, a hairdresser in Los Angeles.
They certainly do.
And he got the boot by his wife, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Out of their big Hollywood house that I guess what the Osbournes was filmed in, that show that I didn't give a crap about. I had tapped out on MTV by that point.
Now, they started that trend, though, so we kind of have them to blame for a lot of stuff that we have now.
They were the first, like, we are celebs debasing ourselves for your entertainment?
I can't say for certain.
Like, get it? Ozzy's a rock
they're one
god,
of the originals.
He's really just a doddering old man.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely tried to give their kids a chance to become celebrities using reality TV. They were definitely at the front end of that trend.
But it was only two out of the three. Like, there was an older daughter that I respect the hell out of. Was
really?
Like, yeah.
She wasn't in the show?
No, they had the one, who was it, Kelly?
Yeah.
And I think there's like an older one
named
Amy or some crap. Yeah, Jack, who like did that Jonah Hill weight loss where you still don't look good. You just look like a shrunken version of yourself. Like, you look like you have cirrhosis.
Just everything.
Just like you're enduring.
And he very well could have.
That's true.
Because remember, he was like, oh, I need to go to rehab because, you know, things are so hard.
Sorry,
I've been watching
to
go to rehab.
So much Office. But I always like, I can't say
it's
that.
It's just like that guy.
That's not good radio.
He was such a douche.
Well, let's slow down. Let's get to the beginning. The Twitter reaction I saw from so many people was, oh my God, Ozzy and Sharon splitting, you know, crying emoji, love is dead. I saw a lot of the words love is dead.
Really?
That's weird.
Because they were this shining example of
what
marriage
should have been. I'm not saying they weren't. I'm just saying,
yeah, they had 37
I believe
years.
It's a naive way of looking at a marriage to be like, if it didn't make it to the end, it was crap and it was a farce. I look at marriage like buying a car.
Yeah,
are you
just appreciate it.
Are you going to give me like X good miles? Maybe this is the car I die in. I don't know. But are you going to last some amount of time? Like, I just don't want it to be a lemon. Like, they had kids. They had a life together. It seems all right.
Totally.
Just because they didn't make it to the very end, and maybe they will. We don't even know. Maybe Ozzy's going to realize, like, here's the spoiler alert. The next thing he's banging, it's going to be the same as the thing he was banging or wasn't banging before.
Yeah, maybe he's
younger,
already got it out of him.
But, like, when it's to the tune of losing 50 or 100 or 200 mil or whatever the hell.
For real.
I don't know how many vaginas a woman has to have on her to make losing that much money worth it.
Yeah, but I totally subscribe to that school of thought. Like, why can't it have been great and then just depreciated? Big deal.
Yeah, it's crapped out. I know the only married man over here is Howard, so he's like...
He's like, love lasts forever.
No, I was actually just reading this because I haven't really followed this very much. It looks like he might, like, she might take him back. She just threw him out of the house at this point. Like, it kind of sucks that it's publicly playing out that she found out he was cheating on her. So now it's much harder for him to take him back, but they were married 33 years. At this point, it's like, is it really worth, like, making this end? Or do we need each other to call 911 when the other falls down the stairs? Like, that's kind of how old they are. They're starting to get to the point. At least Ozzy
is. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're a woman and you get
Sharon's
to a certain
still taking
age,
nude photos, quote unquote.
You get to a certain age. If he goes out there and bags something, just be like, all right, don't be a complete ass about it. Get home in a month or two. Like, I'll put a, like, if you don't come home at some point, there will be repercussions.
Right.
You want a fun month or two, consider it summer vacation. Just be back in time for school.
Yeah, they should just have that talk.
That's really the extent of it. Now, would I be so magnanimous if the shoe was on the other foot? I don't know, man. I'd like to think at a certain point I really wouldn't care either. I'd be like, oh, you're out cheating. Does the courtesy extend to me? Okay, then.
Do you think that changes when you are like super rich and, you know, you have all this fame and you're a huge celebrity? Do you think that changes? Like, would you feel different? Like, if it was now, where somebody was cheating on you and said, hey, you get a month, or can I get a month? Or if you were super rich and famous and you could easily say, hey, we can both get a month and this will be great.
I don't know if money changes. Well,
money does. That's my opinion.
All right, you're
losing
that much.
I feel like there's a lot in the celebrity atmosphere that probably do that.
The old Eddie Murphy bit, half. Like, this is exactly Johnny Carson on the front of the National Enquirer going, you know, that worked well on radio, but just making this horrible face because he lost half his money. And, you know, he was saying, the point he's making, like, you look at that sum of money and it's like half of 300 million. It's like, you know, you still have 150 million. You're fine. And he's like, yes, the point is no one likes to lose half regardless of the sum of money they have. And in some ways you're losing that
That's
much more. Yeah. If you're losing, you know, you're making 60K, you're losing half of that. It's barely a living wage, but you could also look at it as you've lost 30K, not $150 million.
It sucks all around. I mean, nobody's happy of like, yes, half. There's never a situation where it's like, oh, that was great.
I just think it's a situation where it takes two to tango. Like, let's be honest, they're probably both sexually bored to tears of each other, can barely stand each other, and yet Ozzy has the gumption to go out and get himself a little strange.
I'm surprised he still could.
A little personally. Bit, yeah. I mean, he really looks like...
He's rocked out, and he looks...
All the pills he's taking, used, you don't think he's popping Viagra, Cialis? Like, it's not hard to add it to his daily cocktail.
How are the other ones not canceling it out?
Maybe it shakes like the rest of him, and he's, like, amazing in bed. Like, it's riding a Tibia.
He's the jumping jelly penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going the whole time. Like, you hop on it, and you're done in 3 seconds. So, the tone is so funny to me, because... The instant the dude goes out there and gets anything, it's like, oh, poor Sharon, poor doting Sharon. Like, Sharon's dad, I believe, oh, God, Don, I think her dad is Don something. Long story short, he was like Black Sabbath, Ozzy's first band's, like, completely asshole parasite manager. And she freed Ozzy from that. But it's not because she has, like, this, you know, Mother Teresa heart. Like, she has her dad's pit bull DNA and somehow barked loud enough that even the dad was like, all right, I'll let go of this cash cow. You have fun with that. So she's a mean little bitch on wheels. I'm not saying it isn't fun when you aren't, you know, if you're with the bitch on wheels and you see it directed at other people. And you're like,
it's amazing.
Look at my wife tear your balls out. Hilarious.
I'm like, get him.
But...
Make him cry. I want to see him cry, girl.
Eventually, she's coming back on you. Like, there's no... You can say what you want about Ozzy, but really, he's just like a Build-A-Bear that you filled with pills. Like, he's sweet. He might do Christ knows what, but it's the pills. I don't sense a lot of malice in Ozzy. But
that's an episode of Narcos.
Sharon is an evil bitch, and I'm saying that in a somewhat complimentary way. Like, she's the reason he has that career.
Very big balls.
I was just going to say, she's got balls definitely bigger than Ozzy's. But that comes back on him, too. And I'm sure, like, he just eventually burned out on it and was like,
oh, 33 years, yes, who wouldn't?
I don't want another day of Captain Huge Balls over here tearing my ass out.
Yeah.
I just want to have sex with a quiet blonde hairdresser.
Who's nice to me.
Exactly.
Gives me compliments.
Her goal in life is a free case of Tresemme or whatever. Yeah. That's it. She has no aspirations. She doesn't want to be on The View. She doesn't want to make my son and daughter famous. She just wants to get some free product. And deliver a nice haircut. That's it.
No, I'm just saying, like, I look at it this way. It's a different world. I mean, I think... Pete, you haven't even been on the planet for 33 years at this point, have you?
Nope, not yet. All right.
It's like 7 years to me. I've never even gotten to 7 years in a relationship. And so I always hear people talk about the seven-year itch.
Mm-hmm.
You ever talk to anybody where they're just like, yep, was with one person one time. It got to that year seven point. And it's just like, I'm never going to do that again. That's just like the attitude where it's just like, yeah, that's the firewall for like how long I'm willing to put up with anyone.
I believe there are multiple year itches as well. I think there's like the 7 and then like the 15, which at a certain point might indicate to you that monogamy is not the best. I realize we have to do it because we're all depreciating assets.
Yeah.
So right,
like,
right.
Kinda gotta bag what you
get while the getting's good.
Yeah. And the thing is, while she depreciates, you depreciate, and then you get back on the market if you do dump her, and you realize you're not getting that much yourself, unless you made a lot of money, in which case you can kind of let them dig for gold.
I don't know, man. It's actually upsetting, because I listen to Bill Maher. I watch a show on HBO. And,
that is upsetting.
It's fairly upsetting when he talks about, like, prostate health issues, where he's just always warning, like, listeners and viewers, like, hey, guess what's coming? Enlarged prostate. If you look that stuff up, it's scary. I'm not looking forward to life after 50, where
yeah,
it's just
big
like,
old softy.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, I'm a little shielded from the realities of the prostate stuff because I'm on the Propecia for my hair, which is starting to thin out in the front anyhow.
Right.
I'm kind of losing that battle. Let's just end the show. I am a depreciating asset. So dead on. Why didn't I marry at 28? So that I guess
I did it at 20 and it was
it
terrible.
Shields your prostate to some extent from the battery of testosterone that's just
you
making
were
it bigger
this.
And bigger and bigger, because I remember before I was on it, even at like 26 or so, you could kind of like hop on a bike seat the wrong way and be like, ow, what the hell did I just sit on? It's in my taint. It's in my ass. I don't know what. It's everywhere. It's nowhere. And yeah, it's just your prostate slowly filling up and growing with time, like this ticking time bomb water balloon.
Yeah.
And then if it gets too big, they go in and just roto-rooter out like half of it. Like, I don't even think they're that surgical about it. It's like just scooping out ice cream. They're like, hey, how much prostate you want gone? 4 scoops, 8 scoops. We'll leave you some. And what happens to that cavity where it was?
I don't know. I was like, can you replace it to other parts?
Yeah.
You gotta stop it. Cause like my top two vices, I start the day with like 4 cups of coffee and I finish with like a bottle of wine. So like, I'm not doing it the right way. I'm pretty
much. Are those
much
all horrible for prostate?
Oh yeah. Alcohol and caffeine are terrible. Yeah.
Oh man.
Great.
Maybe you can get your wife into butt play.
I had both those before the show.
I don't know. Can't you just
maybe
like,
that's why I can't stay hard.
Not to sound like the biochem major that I was, but can't you just like mush the prostate
during
and
the show.
It'll kind of get the bad stuff out of it? Like, doesn't it inflate with fluids and
junk? I have
no
idea what
you're talking
about.
And you can kind of just go like with a thumb on it, and then I'll at least bleed it somewhat. I'm thinking of the prostate as a pussy pimple, really.
Good Lord.
Like, can't the prostate have pus leaked out of it?
Well, now that we're 35, man, you and I are supposed to probably start getting that thing examined.
You should ask somebody
soon.
In person.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think it's 40 they tell you, but, yeah. You know. Well, 35
what's the
just...
exam? Like, I'm so...
We'll air it live.
I am so weird about things in my BH.
Like... All right, we're doing a radio show. This is entertainment. I actually had a prostate exam when I was like 12. Because you remember, John and I have known each other since
Did you get the movie
graders.
Tickets that he promised after?
You remember, like, I went from being, you know, like 5'5 in elementary school to, like, out of nowhere in 7th, 8th grade, I, like, grew to 5'11.
I mean, I always remember you as fairly tall, but sure, yeah.
I had this crazy growth spurt in 8th grade. Like, basically, went home 7th grade, came back, like, a half foot taller in 3 months.
Nice. Okay.
Swinging.
It was awesome, except for the fact that I started peeing blood, and I was like, "Well, what's going on?" So I had to go to the doctor.
He gives and he takes.
Yep.
And yeah, no,
you're not supposed to like tug that hard.
The urologist was like, "It appears like basically it turned out I wasn't drinking enough water. I was drinking as much water as I had before my growth spurt.
As a little boy,
as Red Bull."
But yeah, definitely part of the process of figuring that out was a prostate exam, and wow. You know. I was like, I was so scared because I was like, hey, that's an exit-only port.
Well, I'm glad somebody brought it up because when I was 13, I was getting a physical and the lady who checked my prostate. But I didn't have a reason, so that's even worse.
Well, let me ask you
this.
Like,
I didn't look 30 then.
What exactly is checking? Because like I'm picturing...
Two fingers.
This.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm picturing Goatsy, like where they just spread you out.
I know you. And then you look most... in. Most of the time, that is what you're picturing.
Always,
so let's
yeah.
explain that.
I think the latex glove and, like, they just kind of slowly go in there. And I got to say, like, when they find it, you know. And it feels a lot nicer than you think it would.
See, that's...
I didn't... No,
that is the problem.
I
with
didn't
the...
feel anything like that, but I did do the uncontrollable. Like, you do that weird thing, and then you can't wipe enough. Because they use, like, a...
Oh, a jelly.
And they lube it up, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's cool.
And then you're just
it's only
sliding,
2 hours to like, get home
in your car
again.
The rest of the way. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
there are reports, though, of there are men who get their first prostate exam at 40, and the second, like, it gets prodded, just immediate hard-on and ejaculation.
Well, that's prostate pleasure, you know, that's the whole...
I understand
it's a thing.
I was more in the category of, like, huh, I can see why gay men might like that.
See, this is my concern with the prostate stuff. Because as like crazy as people might think I am and laid back about stuff, for some reason, I really don't like doing anything with my BH. I'll wipe it. That's the extent of our relationship, though.
Yeah.
The thought that at age 40, because God knows how much I love getting myself off. That's just, it's always top on
American
the vice list.
Tradition.
Yeah. I don't need to learn at age 40 that there's like a whole new way to do it that I've been missing out on because I'm afraid it's going to be like someone holding me down and injecting heroin in my arm over and over.
You're afraid then?
And then they're like, hey, now you can go back out in the wild. I'm like, where can I get this heroin?
Need
that
more.
That was delightful.
Need more.
Yeah, I just... The instant they Pringles me and they pop it, I won't be able to stop.
Just
it.
A bum with a sign. Outside.
Yeah, please milk prostate.
There's really nothing less sexual than a urologist's table. I mean, it's kind of cold. You know, it's just, yeah. It's meant to be uncomfortable. It's
and
not going to be
goodness,
like.
They didn't try and smooth it up.
Keep the hard-ons minimal. Yeah.
All you're worried about is like, please don't tell me I'm dying. Please don't tell me I'm dying.
Yeah.
It's not a time where you're like, hey, we need to, like, you need to show me that. Is there a manual that I can take home? That's not going to be like what you're thinking of as you walk out. You're going to be worried about whatever the test results are going to be, all right? That's all you'll be thinking about.
I was going to make a Spanish name joke. Emmanuel Pedro.
I know you, man. Like, every time you like got some strange in your 20s, you were just like immediately at the clinic getting tested. You are like that neurotic person where you're going to get your prostate checked.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be thinking about it like, when does the result come back? When does the result come
you're
back?
You're going to get it checked like every week.
That's true. No, I would skip the test the rare instances I could use a condom, but I usually didn't. And then I was addicted to the rush of the danger. What can I say? There, obviously, that was when I felt most alive. That's how I gambled. Like, you gamble on horses. I gamble on throwing it into God knows what. And then be like, come on, no rash.
Was it a free clinic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I've never been to one.
I'm both a whore and cheat.
I imagine.
Do you not know me?
The same.
It's like right down
but
the
like,
street from here.
Is there stigma there? Like, how's the environment? I've never even been to one of those.
Well, okay.
I've gotten tested, by the way.
You go to a health clinic. First of all, there's always at least three or four coughing Latinos. Usually it's a Latina mom and her two kids, and they're all just like...
It's the entire cast of kids.
Yeah, and I don't want to stereotype, but never a mouth covered.
Oh,
never.
No.
Just letting it wail out.
This is Fairfax County, Virginia, right?
This is the Fairfax County... Public health clinic on, I believe, Joseph Sewick Drive.
All right.
Even remember the street name.
You're there often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they give you the horrible Lifestyles condoms that are like multicolored, nothing thin enough to actually maintain an erection.
John, a handjob doesn't count. Get out of here.
They're multicolored. I remember one time I was with a girl, put on a pink condom, and she just started laughing uncontrollably. Or no, it might have been red. So I was like, yeah, it does look like a clown's nose, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or dog junk.
In color and dimension. And you go there. You got your coughing people, you know, fresh from Ellis Island or however they got here. There's always at least one very frail, very frightened looking gay man. Always right. Very well dressed, always that's very sick. Skinny. Always at least one woman you would love to have met any other circumstance.
Any other time.
Oh, always at least one looker and a half. And you're like, well, she isn't here to get her hymen inspected, is she?
When you guys are sharing a bathroom.
Yeah. And then there's usually at least one, like, big douche bro-looking guy who does a lot of banging, you could tell. And it's like, I hope you got it all. I hope you're taken out of the pool because I want some and you're standing in my way.
Yep.
So,
yeah. I would highly suggest if you're ever going to try to pick up the girl, I think this is a great pickup line. You just go up and you ask her, jokingly, of course, because you're a comedian. You here for the AIDS test or an abortion?
Because I love you either way. I thought you were going to say I should walk out going, so it's clean and the biggest you've ever seen? Thanks, doc.
That totally works.
I have two memorable visits. I guess Pete is new to the show, so he doesn't know the stories. The first that I'll give you is I went so often at one point, a nurse recognized me, even though everything was anonymous. She's like, you again. You know the tests don't prevent anything, right? We just tell you if you've caught something. And I was like, wow, that was a little judgmental.
I think you have mentioned that.
Yeah, I was like,
well, that's kind of scarring.
I thought this was a bit of a liberal
sex I thought this was a safe
pit.
Place.
Yeah, where I could come and be the whore that I am. And then the other time was in my early 20s, and I was like, walking around, I don't even think you know this one. I had the huge Arnold Schwarzenegger New Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding tucked under my arm, and I was just reading this thing cover to cover over and over. And I walk in, and it was like a black doctor in his 50s, kindly old man, glasses and stuff, and he sees the book, and he's like, oh, who are your favorite lifters? And we start having this conversation about lifting the entire time while my flaccid penis is in his hand. And he's like shoving a Q-tip on a guitar string in my urethra. And we're just talking about Franco Colombo's back and nice. You know, the magic of Dave Draper, the blonde bomber. And my dick's in his hand the whole time. And I'm like, well, the gay's not going to get much gayer, is it? And, yeah, thankfully nothing moved and I could go to church that Sunday. And it all worked out. So Ozzy is free of Sharon. And I find that happy.
For now.
Exactly. He'll be back to her. A couple bits of strange richer. They'll have sorted it out. Because you're together that long, you're stuck together.
Probably.
I think it'll be a perfect break.
Yeah. Just make a summer of it. Come back for football season. That would be the perfect marriage. If I could cheat during the off season, I would be faithful as hell during the football season. Why would I risk the big TV in the den? I wouldn't. I would just want my wife.
Unlike football players.
Yeah. No, they don't stop. Who is it? Is it
when
Cromartie?
You travel.
Did Cromartie just have twins with his wife and he's up to kids 11 and 12?
Money.
to quote Jim Norton, to paraphrase him, that man blasts deep. Goddamn.
They need to start doing a condom demonstration at rookie camp. Like, as much as they talk to him about, you need to learn how not to beat your wife and girlfriends. There should be like, this is a condom. You should seriously use it. You're only going to be in the league for 5 years. You're not going to make enough over that amount of time to pay for 13 kids.
Yeah, first of all, what's weird to me is if I were able at all times that I was going to have sex to put on a condom, I would. But, you know, either I was out of shape or...
How are you not able?
Well, no, either I was out of shape or I was training hard to the point, like, that wasn't hard. Or I was
so
loaded.
You had to work with what you had, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's... I'm trying
to... Diminish the properties because you got to put this guy on.
Yeah, like, imagine you have just soft stuffing that you've mixed, and you're doing everything you can to shove it into the turkey's cavity. Once the stuffing feels the heat of the turkey in the oven, it will eventually get hard. And it will be, it will
it
have
will fill
form.
The turkey.
But, yeah, sometimes you don't have hard stuffing blocks to put into the stuffing condom. Okay, it's not the most perfect analogy I've ever come up with.
I'm hungry.
Just saying, there are a lot of times in young John's life where he was staring at something that wasn't exactly going to be able to get into a condom, but was enough to get into a girl. And once it got in the girl, it was like, oh, we're doing this now. You know what I mean? It was like, it was very sleepy in bed, but once you woke it up, it's like, okay, time for another work day.
And then do you go back and put it on?
No,
you
why?
Make that, yeah,
at that
like,
point, you're just
there.
Trapping the germs that much worse on them. At least let them air dry. Like, that's
but when you, but when you blow.
If you're gonna.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, I'll be honest. A lot of times, I was typically loaded to the point the finale wasn't coming. So it yeah. was
just sweat.
Yeah, like just a couple joyless hours
totally
of like, oh, this really is not going to happen.
Where you just make like the sex noise just to let her know, like, I'm done.
Oh no, I fury. I try and give myself a heart attack until it happens.
No, I must. Have, I must have seemed like some tantric.
I don't know.
God
I've never faked it
when I was whiskey D-ing it, because I would just go for a long time, and as long as they had a few. Like, it was just a checkbox in my head. I'm like, well, she can't bitch about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I doubt she faked it if
she
she's putting up with it that long. And then eventually I just roll over and she'd be like, did you? And I'd be like, no, baby, I don't need that. And that was it. Like, I would just, yeah, I would,
no,
they'd be like,
then you get the comeback.
Did you get
oh,
yours?
I guess.
I mean, to
I didn't
me,
do it
for the
me.
Act, the best part like, of the act was like, a chick
Jameson
let you
didn't
bang
do it
her.
For me.
Wasn't, like, as soon as she's naked and like, hey, you can hit this, like, that's really it. Like, the mechanics of it afterward, I'd rather just sit there and lazily do it myself.
As you are wont to do.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah. Very much your MO.
No, I mean.
I don't need you here
God's
anymore.
Sake, do I
want, get off me, I can do it myself.
Do I want to milk a cow and then go pasteurize it, or do I want to go to Wegmans and buy a quart and then drink it in my boxers?
Speaking of, weren't you going to show us the latest place to find nudity on YouTube?
My hand expressions.
I was, absolutely. I don't want to be
speaking
a liar. We did mention that. So this came a couple days ago to my attention. Pete, we've talked about this a lot on air because
we've watched it together.
We somehow, we somehow have.
Was I supposed to say that?
An hour a week, and yet we come back to the same three topics. YouTube has a very strict no nudity policy. Like it's just
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we've
no footage of cam girls. Yeah, you show breasts or anything else, the clip is getting yanked. But through some, I don't know, twist of fate.
Now you're shanking to the
I
clip.
Learned that you can find all sorts of footage of moms doing any sort of breastfeeding crap. And YouTube, to appear tolerant, because the whole new thing, I guess,
well, yeah,
in society is,
yeah,
just let them pull them out wherever. Pretty much it's like...
If you say no, you, people will just bash you.
You have to be as cool with it as you are a dog duking anyway at this point.
Yeah.
Just... Like, as long as they have a handbag to clean it up.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, as long as they have the bag, because then otherwise you shame them.
That's as accepting you have to be of breastfeeding. So, I'm chilling at my place, and I'm with my roommate, Allison. And I'm on the couch doing what is now decreasing my ability to produce any serotonin on my own. I now video game with my iPad playing Netflix to me at the same time.
Nice.
Because one screen isn't enough to keep my attention now. So I've been crushing The Office and playing Splatoon. And she's like, hey, get in here. This is horrible. And I'm like, did she drop a deuce? That's bad.
Just take a picture of it. I'm tired of walking
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. What's going on? And I walk in and she's sitting in bed because she just has this like king size. You have a king size bed too.
Yeah.
Like, I have a queen. That seems more than ample enough. A king-size bed, like, I can jump up there, and it feels like I have a queen-size's worth of room while she's on her side. So I jump up because she's sitting in bed on her phone like FDR, but with a smartphone.
Quite the ritual.
And she's like, check this out. and she shows me a video on YouTube of a woman getting a bikini wax.
Oh, so it went from hand expression to, because how did she find that? She was like searching the hand expression stuff, or she was just like, how far does this go?
She's not me with a heart on at 2 a.m. She was just probably looking at like beauty secrets of the pharaohs or whatever the hell, and came upon a video of a woman like with her legs in different time zones. That makes the hand expression stuff, I mean, look like the Care Bears. Like, these are, I can't even tell you the angles that the women getting these Brazilians are getting filmed at.
They do it better than some cam girls.
It's too graphic for pornography.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, yeah, I get the views you get in porn, like a girl's on her back and maybe her ankles are behind her shoulders and all that junk, and we're just seeing everything. But even a porn director, even a bad porn director, has sense to pull away from that view once in a while. Like, we'll see each other grunt, you know, the couple's grunting, and we'll see some breasts, and we'll see the penis, and maybe we'll cut to a cat that's watching it all in the corner. This is just a 5 to 8 minute view of a woman spread eagle as wax just rips chunks of hair and flesh out. And
it's like, okay, so
we can play one of these. Oh my God.
It's such a weird range of emotions.
This, honest to God, looks like they filmed Tub Girl. Like, that's how bad this view is. It looks like Tub Girl from the view of the spigot. But we're getting, it's Brazilian Sugaring at Home Part 2, a Russian name to it, 1 month ago with 220,000 views. So let's do a little audio. It's not in Russian.
Okay. So I have my sugar here. This is actually the firm sugar now.
It's not sugar, by the way. It's a ball of wax. I know it's a thing called sugaring.
It's just going to work a little bit better in the hot spots like my butt crack.
Okay, so we heard that.
Which is very evident.
Go ahead and demonstrate a little bit more.
Okay, so right there, she just said the side of my lip, I believe. She's just sitting here in a striped shirt recording. And you don't see what's going on below. And she gets up to simply adjust herself on camera. And it's a full spread. I don't know what it is about getting a few hundred, well, in this case, 100,000 views that makes people think it's like cool to just pull it all out and then some. There's something weird to me because it's like, okay, in any other context, my dear, would you simply pull out your vagina and place it on camera and then just have a calm, collected conversation with me? They'd be like, no, you're insane.
Do you think it's for the views?
What else can it be?
Are they running ads on that?
No, it actually had a cold open.
What the hell? Huh.
It's,
yeah, now I'm really confused.
The best part, though, because
is there like a link to
because
her cam profile website?
It's like, but also I don't get like why people think it's necessary. Once there's a few videos, they're like, no, I'll do it too. And you're like, you don't have to. There are plenty out there. But they do it anyways.
I really, it does baffle me. Like, I get that, like, breasts are gaining some sort of acceptance.
Where is the money?
And it's like, yeah, they're kind of covered, they're kind of not. We're getting a little more European in this country. I don't know, a country on earth where, like, they're cool with you rolling on your back.
Right.
Like you're showing the doc if you had a hemorrhoid.
Spreading your crack.
It's hardcore. And then there's, okay, the video I watched, Fool, and Fool is in caps. I don't think that's necessary. Fool.
How many minutes is it?
28 minutes.
Good Lord.
Full female Brazilian waxing, first time Brazilian sugar wax, esthetician school. You can watch this. First of all, the picture of it. The vagina looks painted like Peter Gabriel's face doing a live show. It's yellow, it's brown, it's tribal, it's scary. It looks like a Rorschach test. So,
oh, great.
If you watch this.
I think I found a penis pump video too.
Oh, so. Did you? Okay. Oh, so it cuts
how
both ways.
How to pump your penis.
God, like,
I talk with my.
Good Lord.
Hold on, I'm trying to bump up this YouTube video right now.
I don't want to click that one. Oh, it's how to put on a condom.
So I just heard a little bit of the labia, and I muted it. It's horrific, though. I don't know why this is on. No one is going to see this and be like, hey, this is great. I want this. This 28-minute video, like, blood all over the esthetician's blue gloves. Like, she's mopping it up with her fingertips.
How many views are there?
This one has 1,671,985. I'd like to think with my help we can get it to 672.
I will say there is a group of people who would be curious to watch the whole process beginning to end. And that is someone who is considering getting one of these for the first time. Where you have to ask yourself, is this something I really want to go through? Maybe I should experience it beginning to end. Not like the Cliff Notes version of like
a good
YouTube
point.
Like summary. You want to know, like, how long am I just going to be scared out of my mind while this is happening, regretting that I ever agreed to do this?
Yeah, I could totally see that. Like, say you were getting a boob job and you just watched a video of how that gets done. I mean, maybe that changes your mind. Like, maybe I don't want that procedure.
Do they put you under for boob jobs? I thought they put you under. Or no?
Absolutely. What
they do,
you
but I'm
local?
Just saying, you know, what actually goes into it. I mean,
yeah, that's
some
true.
People might be curious of what is exactly happening.
Well, hopefully you don't get the Tara Reid treatment where they open you by the nipple like a can opener.
Ugh.
And then they Frankenstein saw it back on. Sew it too.
Then they make your asshole soggy. Just
you
for
need
fun.
To watch this video.
Like, see you later.
Because every rip of it, it looks like, you remember when you're a kid and you'd shove your like hooked index fingers into the sides of your cheeks and pull them apart and stick out your tongue? Like every time they rip wax off of her labia. That's what it looks like they're doing, just going and tugging on a cheek. Like there's
getting
so
fish
much,
hooked.
Yeah, there's so much elasticity with each rip. It's terrifying. And here's the other really confusing
right?
part. The what by God's law? I don't
no,
know.
No, I'm just saying like
women are
well, because I've watched the other videos
Lena
and it
Dunham
didn't
would
look
say
half
it's wrong.
As painful.
It looks I don't know.
I'm like something is wrong.
I'm just staring at this like picture and it's I have to shut it. I can't concentrate. It's
yeah.
just weird. It's not even that sexy. It's just weird to see a vagina on screen.
What do
just
you say? 1 month until
me,
they're like
unblinking.
How to have sex videos?
Oh, that'd be That's nice.
That's coming.
Oh, that'd be nice.
With John Cleese.
How to
I would be so yeah, you know what? I'm 18. Time this is how you lose your virginity on camera. Oh my god. Buy me YouTube stock yesterday. But the funniest thing about that second video I mentioned, the 28-minute stairway to heaven of Brazilian waxing videos.
Okay.
The woman has a very distinctive tattoo right on her hip. Like one of those dumb, like, I don't know.
Like a fairy.
I was a sophomore in college. It kind of looks like Roman numerals for 8, but I could be wrong. I don't know. The point is, we then fire up another video because we're laughing our asses off at this and simultaneously disgust it. I think we're like waiting to see if someone just craps themselves
just
in pain
weird,
or something.
Yeah.
Get this. It's the same tattoo in another video. So there's this woman who is like vagina Justin Bieber famous on YouTube. It's insane. There's a chick whose vag... Now, not her, just her vag, has like 2 million YouTube views, if not
Ow.
More. That is one famous vag,
yeah,
man.
For real.
Like, that vagina is a YouTube sensation. And it just cracks me up, because someone's going to know whose tattoo that belongs to. Like, anyone who can identify that is going to try to get it out there, and then they're going to be like, you know who's Amy? Yeah, that's Amy's box. Look at the tattoo. And then it'll just make the rounds in whatever circle they're in.
That's wild.
It's just, it's weird, man. Like, why would
it's
you
big
ever,
numbers, too, man.
Why not just throw a Band-Aid over it? And instead, she has this really, like, visible, like, giveaway tattoo. Everyone's just going to see her vag.
Maybe it's like
and
a,
not even her vag.
Like a puzzle.
It's not even her vagina. I'm trying
Figure
not to
out.
Say vag 100 times. Not even her vagina looking its best. This is like her vagina before the Miss America pageant, where they're, like, duct taping her cans and smearing the foundation on and her hair's all in curlers. This is not even ready for its quinceañera. Quinceañera. it looks like hell. It's just weird, man.
That,
I'd like
that
to,
is weird.
If my genitals were to be YouTube famous, I would want
what
them to
that
look
tattoo
their
mean?
Best. That too.
I the need to know the meaning
Mayan,
behind this.
Ancient Viking rune.
Is that show Blindside or something?
I don't know. I just... Good on her. That's all I can say. To have the guts to be like,
good job, Lisa Ann Numbers. Good job.
Here's my hairy box getting mauled. I would never, and I mean never, have the courage to put mine out there. So good on her. Let's quote, let's close with Tila Tequila, because I feel like the selfie death list has more legs than like the 5 minutes we've got. Yeah, those dead people aren't going anywhere. If anything,
there's just going to be more the next time we revisit.
Exactly.
It.
We might have more dead people.
We might have a whole
people.
Show. Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, I don't mind beating that bit like a dead horse. We can get a good 50
You haven't
minutes
done a good
it.
Darwin Awards in a while. Usually around 4th of July, because that's just the sweet spot.
I'm just going to give you a... this is sad. I was going to give you a random one. A 14-year-old high school student in the Philippines fell to her death after losing her balance while taking a selfie with a friend near a staircase landing of their school in suburban Pasig. According to doctors, she sustained a sharp blow to the head from the fall and broke a rib, which pierced a kidney.
Oh, my
God. Good Lord. Now, I wanted maybe something more like the dude that's, like, trying to take it with a gun. You know, like that kid. You're like, yeah, okay.
He fuses the iPhone button with the trigger.
You're like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
So I think I said earlier, this had come to my attention via the Opie and Anthony subreddit.
Which via your Google alerts on Tila
sources.
Tequila.
So many funny things. Yeah, that's true. Tila Tequila actually...
Well, because you know it's going to be interesting.
For anyone who was on the internet,
the internets, by the way.
The internets in the early 2000s. I think it was like right after September 11th. Like September 12th, Tila Tequila was like, I'm on the scene now, guys.
Suspicious.
Do you remember her? Do you remember her at all? No.
Yeah, unfortunately, she like had a meteoric rise from being a bartender to like a reality show superstar.
If you want a case study in just how much the average guy in America has a thing for A, big cans, and B, tiny Asian girls, look no further than Tila Tequila. I think, like you said, she was, God, initially a bartender. I just know she was, I believe, from
like where?
The Los Angeles area.
Oh, really?
Where
I would have expected, Florida.
No, Florida, if you're born there, you die there. It's just the law.
Well, they breed a lot of like porn stars and stuff like that, so.
Well, I think you go to Florida because the Bang Bros complex is down there. So
very well could be.
It is. Oh, I know.
I'm a platinum member.
The beginning of every video, it's like our hall of records is in Florida.
She's got a weird dome, though.
She does have a weird dome, and
she got a big head.
I think I kind of enjoyed at the time being like, you know what? She doesn't really do it for me. Which she looked a little cheesy and plastic and fake.
How do you say that?
What?
Her original name.
Win?
Which, by the way.
Is it New Guy?
May come as a surprise.
Is it New Guy?
Not Tila.
Really?
Tequila.
Really? That wasn't the name Christ gave her.
Do you know how to say that?
No.
I don't know
how's
how to say
it. How's it spelled?
It's like 10-10 T Wen.
Oh.
She's on Nguyen.
Yep.
She's Win. Yeah, New Win. So she's, Vietnamese.
Singapore,
isn't that the same thing?
I guess
know.
So.
Singaporeanese?
Singapore is kind of a hub of lots of Asian people. As the like resident Asian
Vietnamese,
expert.
Vietnamese, yeah.
Yeah, Singapore is full of Asian people from all over.
Okay.
Because they have money, and so that's where people go.
Okay, yeah.
To get more money.
So she was from money. Then screw you.
Right? That's what I would say.
In the early 2000s, when a lot of guys were into her, and she had like, what, Tila's dating show? I mean, she seemed
Tila's
like...
Tila's glory hole.
She would do... Like, I guarantee she
would watch that show
by 08 or 09. She seemed like she would do anything for money. Now, you look back at her through the perspective of like 8 years of the Kardashians, Tila Tequila was innocent. Like, that is when America still had its soul.
Like, yeah, she was just flashing cleavage, really.
Yeah, and like kissing girls
nothing,
on stage.
Yeah.
And then we fast forward to Kim, who's just getting gutted out, and it's like, oh, this is what we do for fame at this point.
That's the new reality.
But really, yeah, Tila Tequila was like a prototypical Kardashian thing where it's like, why is she famous? It's like, well, she got big fake cans. We've all whacked one or two out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you mentioned, tiny little Asian.
Exactly, yeah. And
small hands.
I guess
makes it
that's
huge.
That's
I forgot about that.
Visual
like,
benefit.
So Wiki says that Yeah, I forgot her dating show was bisexual.
On MTV. Yeah, exactly. It was girls and guys. Yeah. And I think she picked a guy and a girl at the end or some crap.
All right.
That sounds awesome.
Sweetwater.
So later in her days, when I guess first she lost her ground really to like Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, and then yeah, the Kardashians just abolished her.
Yeah,
they cleared out everybody else.
Like, I don't know. This is when, to me, Tila Tequila started to get interesting, because she then records a, you know, air quotes, fake found porn movie with her and two other girls.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there's no... It's hardcore porn. Like, legit, she's just a porn star with two hot girls in her bed, and then...
Tote scripted, too.
Oh, yeah, and then has to walk around and be like, oh, look what I found. Can I leak this anywhere? You know, it's just a complete crock.
My damn intern.
Yeah. And that doesn't really get the ball rolling on her. So then, Klutzy Tila, oh, my God, she's just leaving pornos left and right. She films a hardcore porn of her legit getting banged out. And that one somehow gets leaked again. And you can, if you also, for you Stern fans out there, I haven't seen a lot of like the last 10 years of Stern, but one of the few clips I have seen, look up Tila Tequila rides the Sibian Howard Stern. She is trying to be like, oh, I'm talking about my latest project, Howard. And then as he does with like, a porn star, he's like,
Sibian, please.
Yeah. You want to ride the Sibian? And she's like,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Your new product. Yeah. Sibian.
She hops on it, goes ape on it to the point she just pulls down her top. And is like massaging the, you know, checking for cancer.
By the way, I think that's on YouTube. I told you that the Howard Stern, the stuff even that has nudity, is on YouTube now.
Really?
It's the Wild West now.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So there's three ways to see nudity.
It's just going to be YouTube from
Brazilian
now on.
Brazilian
wax, it.
Breast milks, and Howard Stern.
Yeah, who'd have thunk that your new favorite porn site would be YouTube?
Tila,
you would have told me that in 2016.
I mean, how are they saying no to that revenue?
Yeah.
My God, if they just flicked the switch, X hamster, and everything else is off the map yesterday. That's it.
Pornhub, see you later.
That's it. All of those, yeah.
No, all the big companies want it. Like, Facebook, I guess, owns Oculus, and, like, some of their biggest developers now for 3D are all in the porn industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, like, pretend that they don't need those guys, but they're really happy about that money that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard there's already 3D porn that can be watched on the Nintendo 3DS.
Why is that so hard? Like, it's actually not that hard to make 3D video. It's just a matter
watch that.
Of, like, having a way to distribute it to people. That's what the Oculus is. You really just need, like, two cameras. That's 3D, like, filmmaking, really.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're right. It's just they layer them on top of each other. Hopefully it's, like, going to be good 3D and not, like, 3DS 3D where you get a headache after 5 minutes.
Nah, you'll still probably get a headache is what people are saying.
Oh, God. You after know. 10 minutes, blood's coming out of you like scanners.
I think you should be able to watch a full feature movie.
Stop watching.
Yeah.
So this is where Tila's getting interesting to me, because I'm like, you used to be famous. You remember that? Like, you had,
so weird.
You did singles. Like, you were played on MTV. You had that MTV show. And now you're just getting dicked out like anyone else trying to get any sort of recognition. But that's not the kind of like high point of Tila Tequila for me, as much as you think it'd be, especially the lesbian video, which is just mwah, Chef John gives his blue star ribbon to that one.
Yeah, all good and all, but dime a dozen.
Exactly. So Tila, a couple years ago, suffered an overdose and had a stroke, I believe, from it. And, you know, everyone's like, doctor, give it to me straight. Are one or both of her breasts paralyzed? And they're not, so she seems legit on the list. Till exactly, we don't have to put her down.
Yeah.
And she's back up on Twitter and doing her thing. And somehow, after the stroke, Tila Tequila, who again, most of us have forgotten about, is horrifically racist. Like, in the last, the Twitter account got suspended. But before that, from what I remember of checking it out, she had in blue contacts and was referring to herself as Aryan. I guess she'd bleached her hair blonde, too.
Oh yeah, apparently she was, did you mention she was on Celebrity Big Brother? And she made it one day until she was ejected for those controversial statements.
Really?
And then she went and posted anti-Semitic comments and praised Adolf Hitler on Facebook.
Here are some of the tweets that got saved by the Reddit guys, the Reddit degenerates.
Well, you definitely don't say that if you're trying to work in the industry.
First of all, quick question. What's wrong with being racist? This got 124 retweets, 222 likes.
And maybe she just needs clarification.
And these are kind of like, you know, you're okay, what's wrong with being racist? Maybe it's tongue-in-cheek. Next tweet. Enlist all illegal immigrants to the army and send them to the Middle East! Exclamation point. We're still like, did Donald Trump or Tila Tequila say that?
Right, yeah. Right.
Number three. I don't know the context of this, but it's true! Exclamation point. And all the straight ones left are ugly, so they will breed ugly degenerate children with blacks or Mexicans. I don't need to know where that began to know it's ending in a bad place.
Yeah.
Number four, it's too early to be dealing with loud N-bombs. Just that.
Oh.
Just that.
Jeez.
I wish there was a timestamp. It'd be great if it was like 2 p.m. I am single for the sole fact that there is no one Aryan enough for me, exclamation point. So many polluted inbred bloodlines. Yuck. Now.
This has got to be.
Again,
what's going on here? Because they got a picture of her on Wiki with a black dude.
Yes, dude, she used to bang Sean Merriman, right? That's his name from the Chargers.
I forgot about that.
The guy who had like one roided out insane.
He was
year.
Like super roided out.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Then he failed a piss test, and like he was never the same. But like Brian Cushing kind of stuff.
Like it all started to make sense. Like when he failed that test, I'm like, that explains his poor life choices. I was wondering about him.
Yeah, I believe he got in trouble for beating the hell out of her. Which,
oh, I forgot about
like,
that.
Like, it's never good to beat a woman, especially when you're, like, NFL size. But, my God, it's like beating the hell out of a Keebler elf.
That seems to have happened often.
That's like
to
taking
her,
a tire iron to E.T. I guess she's beatable. I don't know what.
Wow.
Remember, the Juggalos got her on a beatdown.
And then I'm not going to go through the rest of the list, but the final tweet on the list is a simple, "We are coming for you, Jews!" exclamation point. So that's how you get an entertainment
nice
career
send
going.
Off.
Yeah, that's
John. She's coming out with some e-liquids.
My cigs?
Yeah, for your e-cig. Are you gonna get them?
No.
I'm trying to think of what the flavors are.
So is she done then? Like now that the only her last bastion of celebrity was Twitter, and now that's gone.
I don't know, like, it seems like, honest to God, she's courting the Trump vote with all this stuff, like, just going.
That is disturbing to think
about.
Yeah.
But I don't get the angle. Like, in some ways, does it show you how BS racism is? Because it's like.
Fox News has that show Outnumbered, where they have, like, four women and one guy. Maybe she's trying out for that.
I thought it was going to, if it was Fox and Outnumbered, it was just going to be like a picture of our census statistics.
They've got us by 2050. They've got us. We're outnumbered. Ka-chink.
God, yeah, her track record is insane. If you read her Wiki page, it's just wild.
She's
yeah,
a
she
lunatic.
Like, she appeared at the gathering of Juggalos. Where she was pelted repeatedly with rocks and bottles and other objects.
But it shows you how BS, like.
And stuck around.
Yeah, the average racist
dude is too. What is wrong with you?
Cause like, they might have been drawn into this, but the instant, you know, a reel of your hardcore Aryan, you're what, for blonde and blue-eyed and stuff, I guarantee you 1,000% of these guys, if crazy racist Tila Tequila and all her 4'11" Vietnamese glory was like, hey, you wanna, knock me up with your arrogance either, but can I? It's just all a joke. And it's so weird. I don't know. There's something so funny about racism from a non-white person. It never gets old to me. I guess it's almost, in some ways, you're like, isn't that adorable? Like white racism from anyone, or I'm sorry, white racism towards anyone, always scary and frowned upon. Black guy saying kill whitey, a little scary if I'm in an alley with him. Short of that, mostly funny. Black guy complaining about any other race, hilarious. and it just, it goes from there. Like, I've seen Asian people screaming about Indian people. One of the hardest laughs I've ever had. And, like, anything where it's one kind of, you know, minority on another, it's just, it's very humorous. So, she goes so far with it, it ceases to be humorous. Like, you can only hurl, like, I don't care if you had sex with Sean Merriman, right?
Yeah.
Sean Merriman at one point. You can only hurl the N-bomb so many times before it's like, that's not cute so much anymore. I could laugh the first few times, but,
No, you're actually insane. Oh my God.
You got anything else going?
You have cleared that up.
So, just Google Tila Tequila. Like,
continue to enable her, people.
Yeah, exactly. Give her all the Google hits she needs to remain at the top of the
excitement.
Charts. I feel like if nothing else, this episode gave people a lot of stuff to do on the computer while they listen to it.
Yeah.
Kind of proud of that. So, that was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show site in papasbasement.com. Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Instagram at Papa's Basement. YouTube channel, Papa's Basement, that has a lot of live content. Pete, did we have anything going on with the Periscope? You seem to have,
No.
All right, then.
No, not a whole lot.
Way to make us sound like the popular
kids.
Hey,
you asked.
All right, YouTube owners, say your thing.
Hey, I'm at Pete Maybe. Thanks for listening. We got a few things coming up pretty soon. We're going to start our Patreon. We're going to be bringing you guys some new videos and some extra content that is going to be completely uncensored because that is how we like it, and we know you guys do too. So look forward to that.
Yeah, and I'm Howard. I'm just here as a guest. I have nothing to promote at this point, so thanks for having me on, guys. Just like hanging out and getting cool stuff at the station when it's on sale.
We're coming for you, Koreans.
Giving it away.
Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.